You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The pandemic, it has impacted all of us and in different ways, but a nearly universal impact has come to our mental health. For students and educators, the importance of tending to mental health in order to be able to learn and teach is critical. And earlier this week, Boise State hosted a national summit on mental health meant to help campus communities identify areas of need and direct people to resources for help. This coming Tuesday, December 8th, the Idaho State Board of Education will host its own digital mental health summit. So joining us today to talk about this push are Boise State President Dr. Marlene Tromp, Chris Manley, school counselor at Boise's Whittier Elementary School, and president-elect of the Idaho School Counselors Association, and the president-elect of the Idaho School Counselors Association, as well as Dr. Rick Pongrantz, Director of Counseling and Testing at Idaho State University in Pocatello. I want to thank all of you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Tromp, let's start with you because I want to play a clip from this week's summit at Boise State in a moment. But before that, the event that you moderated featured college presidents and attendees from all over the country. And I'm curious about the feedback that you've gotten so far from the event earlier this week.
We've heard from a lot of people that they felt it was so valuable to actually have the opportunity to bring people together to hear from each other about what the things were that were working and making an impact. So we've heard from people across the spectrum. We had a special session on graduate students, one on student affairs and student engagement, one on public health, one on mental health, and then a leadership session. And we've heard from people across the spectrum that it was just so valuable to shift from that competitive model that universities often have to a really collaborative and cooperative one.
I mean, in fact, you and four other university presidents joined media for a roundtable talk after the seminar. I do want to play this clip. This is from Dr. Maureen McGinnis, president of Stony Brook College in Long Island, New York, during that discussion.
To meet every student who is having a crisis of the moment related to stress, we of course need to be able to treat their very real depression and anxiety. But some of what shows up is that they need to learn ways in which they can support themselves in time of need. And a lot of the prevention work goes to that. Ways in which they learn to support one another. And they learn a lot about that in the prevention work as well. So taking a public health approach, one that is more holistic and that is working to support our students long before they get to crisis is a really important step forward in mental health for our students on our campuses.
And Dr. Tromp, I mean, there's so much to that, right? I mean, I remember being a freshman in college and those first day or two, you know, missing home and just being miserable, but thinking like, you know what, I need to just walk out of my dorm room, go and introduce myself to the, you know, the next door that's open, just go introduce myself. And doing that gave me that confidence to build a community, but kids can't do that this year.
Yeah, there are some opportunities for that sort of engagement, but many, many fewer. And as our students have said to me, they really miss the big collective too, feeling like they're a part of a big community that's all pulling in the same direction. And so people sometimes think of football as being somehow irrelevant, but what we know at universities where we have team sports, and this is certainly true in secondary as well, that when you get students from all across the landscape and staff and faculty from all across the landscape, all different disciplines, all different areas of interest, and you can get them engaged in something that they share in common, the excitement of being a part of something together collectively is so wonderful. And that's something that students are really, really missing this year. And we've seen that not just in the small ways, like their small group connections, but in that sense of being a part of something that's much greater than yourself and the way that that anchors you to a community and gives you a kind of hopefulness moving forward.
And Dr. Pongrantz, you're at Idaho State University in Pocatello. Would you say that you're noticing similar things at ISU and that need, you know, for community?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that students struggle with most right now. I think we're hearing a lot from students. Roughly 40, 50% of them are increased loneliness. A little over 50% of our student body is struggling more with their mental health, missing out on some of these experiences that President Trump talked about there, about the football game or the gathering or the events on campus. And those are a lot harder right now. And so one of the things that we're really working to try to do is help students think a little bit outside of the box about ways they can still have a meaningful connection with someone else and realize they matter. The hope that comes from some of those big events is hard for students right now because it's hard to look around the world and see a lot of hope. And so what we really need to be doing is leaning into those relationships and getting support from one another.
And we also have Chris Manley with us, as well. As I mentioned, you're an elementary counselor, president-elect of the Idaho School Counselor Association as well. So Chris, I mean, I think there's been a lot of talk locally, but also nationally, about the impact on higher levels of education, like college-age students, even some high school students. But I want to also bring it back to the elementary schools, because a lot of kids are not actually in physical school buildings, you know, this year. I mean, we know Boise, you know, the Boise School District, for example, went back online for the remainder of the quarter. So is there a push to improve mental health in schools? And is that playing out at the elementary level, or how is it playing out?
Absolutely. Yes, there certainly is a push to provide more mental health supports. And that's certainly what we would want to advocate for our students. I'm in agreement with Dr. Trump, Dr. Pongratz, in the fact that the isolation that we all have felt and experienced at this time is being felt certainly by our students as well. And our K-12 school buildings throughout our state, they are hubs of the community. They are positive, safe, and just centers for growth for students. And students feel that when they can't be here in person. And so that's certainly being felt at my level, which pre-K through sixth grade students.
And Dr. Trump, you've really been leaning into this issue quite a bit at Boise State University. And you've actually mentioned that it's connected to enrollment, it's connected to student success. What's something you or your team on campus has learned and maybe changed or tweaked your approach within this context of improving mental health on campus?
Well, one of the things I want to say first, Gemma, and thank you for that important question, is that it's not just the individual students that it's going to affect. It's going to affect our future as a city, a state, a nation, if our young people are struggling. And so we know that we'll see students who've experienced disruptions in the K-12 system some years down the road at the university. And so anything we can do to support and help those levels is really, really important to the university right now. That's why we reached out and did tens of thousands of hours of training for teachers in K-12 to help them feel more confident in that online environment, just in case they had to be remote again. So that sense of community connectedness is really important for institutions right now too. And it's one of the reasons that all of our institutions of higher ed have been working in such tight collaboration at this time. But we've changed almost every single thing we do. And I think the big question is, and it's something I heard as a theme yesterday, is how can we take the lessons we've learned during this incredibly painful and difficult moment and use those more robustly throughout the future? And that's things like, if we know that access to technology, and you think in the state of Idaho, how many of our students come from rural areas, if we know that access to technology is a barrier for them, and we saw that really profoundly during the pandemic, how do we as institutions and how does the state really step up to ensure that people in rural communities have strong access to broadband, have strong access to the technology that makes their education possible, whether they're in K-12 or they're in higher ed? And so I think there are a number of things that have changed. We've made a lot of our services hybrid or fully remote accessible. So our career services went 100% remote so fast last spring that we actually received national recognition because we saw these seniors, it's March, they're trying to get ready to go out on the job market when they graduate, and suddenly they can't access their networks. And so we instantaneously went remote. But what we learned is we had more people accessing us. And that showed us that finding a parking space, getting there after you've gone to your job, you know, all these things that are barriers, that we can remove those barriers if we make both kinds of service available, where you can drop in and you can access it remotely. And so we've done that with a variety of our services, but we're also learning where people are struggling in new ways. And that's going to help us be a better institution in the long run.
And Chris, you and Dr. Pongratz will both be panelists on this coming Tuesday's mental health seminar. And this is the one that's hosted by the Idaho State Board of Education. I'm curious about the message, Chris, that you're planning to bring to that discussion.
Sure. Relationships certainly within our school communities are the foundation of student well-being and growth. And in order to ensure the academic, the personal, social, emotional success for all of our students, allowing students to have access to mental health professionals within our schools is absolutely essential. And so that's one message that I want to bring, that our work as school counselors is vital to the success and support of students.
And Dr. Pongratz, what about you? What are you hoping to bring to the discussion?
I'm hoping to bring a perspective that can really advocate for primarily two things. One is, just as Chris mentioned, for resources to be there so that students who are in need of treatment can get it. And get it from the community in which they belong, and that is their school or their university. That's critically important for us to bond with them for their persistence in school as well. The other thing that I'm hoping to bring is hoping to broaden this discussion so that all Idahoans can really acknowledge the importance of talking about our mental health in the same ways we talk about our physical health, the same ways we talk about our physical wellness. And so that when we know someone is vulnerable, when we know they're struggling, we can be there and support them and create that community that can be a big net that catches everyone and helps us all succeed.
You know, Dr. Pongratz, that's such a critical thing to talk about, right? Is how we talk about our physical health, how we talk about our mental health and taking care of it, and realizing that we've all been affected by this, right? And maybe some of us have better tools to manage our mental health, but it's to even check in with yourself, don't you think, and say, wait a minute, maybe I need to take a break or whatever it is to focus on, you know, your own mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I laugh with friends who ask me how I'm doing, and I say fine, or I ask them, and they say fine. Nobody's fine right now, right? We're all struggling. We're all in this. And so the more that we can just acknowledge that we're all vulnerable humans and really connect with each other and support each other, say, I see you, you matter to me, how are you doing? That's how we can make a difference and help us all grow through this experience.
Yeah. Dr. Traub, I'd like to finish the conversation with you about what's next, because the Launchpad event this week at Boise State, it wasn't a one-off, like I mentioned. I mean, this has really been something that you have been, really pushing, is to make sure that we are dealing with this aspect of student life. So there's so much work to do, certainly. And Boise State is going to work on hosting a national research database that will examine a lot of different aspects of this issue, right? So can you talk a little bit about where this project is headed? And also, I mean, what you would like to see next?
Thank you so much. One of the things that I want to note is that Idaho, And this is something that I'm sure Chris and Rick know, Idaho sees a very high rate of young people committing suicide. Mm-hmm. Nationally, our rates are very, very high. And so this has been a concern to me. And the same is true in my home state of Wyoming, where young people are taught, to keep it quiet, keep it in, not discuss their mental health. As Dr. Pongratz was saying, they're taught not to share those sorts of things. And that's why what Mr. Manley is describing about having that K-12 process is really important, because that's part of the place where they can learn how to communicate about their mental health and well-being, and also learn strategies and tools to take care of themselves. So there's an urgency to this problem nationally, and there's a particular urgency in our state. And when we've added so many layers of stress to young people, we want to ensure that they have the kinds of support networks that they need. And so it's not, although this National Clearinghouse, this database that we're creating to share research across the country and across the world, I think will be important. And we really want to connect with those researchers and get those materials in that database. It's not just about that. It's about continuing to carry on this conversation, because mm-hmm. we need to be in touch with each other and in conversation with each other. And that's part of the reason I'm so excited about what the state board is doing, because they're creating another layer of that dialogue. And we need to ensure that not just that K-12 is talking to higher ed, but that we're talking to each other across sectors and across industries, and that we're working collaboratively, and that what the university can do is help support with research, because that's one of our areas of expertise. We can help provide research that can help other parts of our community function in a healthier and more successful way. And that serves everyone in Idaho. If we don't lose the talent of our young people through depression, anxiety, suicidality, if we don't lose that talent, but that talent actually contributes to the state, that makes a difference for everybody. So it's about really thinking about how we expand this project, how we develop other connection points, and how we can continue to think about not just how we repair the launch pad that got disturbed during this pandemic, but how we think about really launching young people more successfully into the future.
Right. And it's not just about starting the conversation. It's about continuing the conversation, because as we've talked about so many times on this program, taking care of your mental health is so critically important. So I want to thank all of you for doing the work that you are doing, for coming on the show and sharing it with us. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
And we should note that next Tuesday, State Board of Education seminar on mental health will feature keynote speaker Allison Melman of the nonprofit Active Minds 2003, one of the country's leading student mental health organizations. Governor Little will also speak, and today's guests, as I mentioned, Chris Manley and Dr. Rick Pangrantz, will join a panel discussion. That summit is open to anyone, and parents and students are encouraged to attend. It will be streamed online by Idaho Public Television as well. My guests for this segment, Chris Manley, elementary counselor in the Boise School District, Dr. Rick Pangrantz, director of counseling and testing at Idaho State University, and Dr. Marlene Tromp, president of Boise State University. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.